up, everybody? I am Kenny, a.k.a. Lunchbox.
Get the hell out of here.
Hey, Kenny.
Kenny, get the hell out of here.
I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Yo, yo, what's up? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It is Sizz. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville. Weekends, shotgun, hard seltzers. Prove that this weekend at Mike D's wedding weekend, even though it was ultras. Don't want to lie there. Anyways, guys, over to you if you got something better to say.
And you didn't shotgun him.
Yeah, you didn't shotgun anything.
I chugged it. If it's a cup, you're not really shotgun.
Right.
I mean, you did chug that one, and people were saying it was like the longest chug of they've ever seen.
Oh, did they say that?
But let me tell you, it was pretty funny to watch because he was like, "Are you going to film me?" He was like, "I'm not going to do this if you're not filming me."
Exactly. Oh,
and then I film it, and he goes, "Why the hell did you film me?" Oh.
No, that's usually what you deal with a drunk person.
Yeah, have you ever met somebody who's drunk, coach? They're bipolar as hell.
They don't make a lot of sense.
It was so funny. And the fact that he's trying to chug it, and Bay is sitting there trying to help him. She's trying to lift the cup, and then she gives him the mwah, smooch. Oh, man.
And then I think about an hour after that, she was pissed at him.
Probably.
So, but again, that's what happens when you're getting drunk.
What an there is so much to talk about. I mean, there's the wedding, the whole extravaganza, there's sports, there's just life in general. I mean, what do we just start with the wedding?
Go. Start with the wedding. Saturday.
I mean, everybody pretty much already knows Julio Jones is going to the Titans.
Yeah, but there's still a lot to talk about with that.
Let's start on Saturday. You're picking up Ray.
I'm picking up Ray. And so
4 o'clock
in
you need
Austin,
to be
Texas.
At the top of the hill at 4 o'clock.
We said we'll be there at 3:45, and so the wife and I roll up, honk 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 honk.
Nothing.
Okay.
Starting to worry, or what are you thinking?
No, it's cool. I mean, I figured a couple minutes, all right, 5 minutes, 7 minutes later.
Coach, what are they in a diesel?
Hey, 7 minutes later, hey Ray, we're outside. Maybe you didn't hear us honk. Nothing.
This is outside Billy's house.
Yeah, outside Billy's house. Okay. And then a couple minutes later, coming. And here they come. Yay! They come out the front door. Billy and his fiance walk them out like their mom and dad watching their kids go off to the prom.
I love that.
Like they stand up on the front porch and they're waving.
Well, Billy is big brother to Ray, for sure.
He really is. But they come out and they're waving, and here comes Bay. And Billy has a steep driveway.
Okay.
And Bay's coming down in
heels.
Was it heels? I don't know what she was wearing, but dude.
Don't look at Ray. He didn't remember.
I'd say halfies.
She got about halfway down that hill. She got about halfway down that hill and whoa!
She fell.
She almost went down.
Thank goodness.
And she caught herself. And my wife yells, "Take off the shoes! Take off the shoes!"
Is all before we even got in the vehicle?
You even got in the vehicle. And they both have their little, like a cup holder from Sonic, the 4-pack, and they got little bottles of wine in there.
Oh, I did see that in your story. Yeah, I did see that.
And so they brought their roadies for the little trip up to Salado from Austin, which is about a 35-minute drive.
Oh, it's that short.
That short. Oh. And they are ready to go, and they get in the car, and it's already, "Okay, guys, we went to the front this morning." Uh-oh.
Okay, Coach, so Coach Ray, so what happened before that? What time did you guys start drinking?
We started brunch at 11, and we go to this Tex-Mex place is what it was called. There was a long line at some other domain.
It was called Tex-Mex place?
No, it's called Cyclone Anaya's.
That one. We go there, first thing I see on the menu, penny mimosas. Coach, I don't know what has happened since the economy and the pandemic. Apparently, our dollars a lot more powerful.
Coach, I saw your
pennies.
Story.
And hey, and Ray, and people want to get rid of the penny. Are they crazy?
Coach, I saw your story, though. It was full price for the first one.
And then it was a penny.
Then penny refills.
Well, the first one you chug.
So how much is the first one, though?
Maybe 15.
Okay.
But that's where they get you.
Yeah, you pay up front, and then next thing you know, I'm putting down $5, and I've only spent 5 cents, guys.
A nickel, Coach. Wow.
And they say a nickel gets you nothing anymore.
So you went straight from mimosa brunch to get ready?
No, we went bar hopping.
Okay.
Yes, I did see on Ray's story, and people are walking by the bar, and he's yelling at them, "Sizzin's back in the ATX!
Hey.
Sizzin's back in the ATX!"
A couple dudes, I'm like, "Hey, you know who I am?" They're like, "No." I'm like, "Sizzin's back in the ATX!" They're like, "We don't give up who you are, dude."
It's probably homeless,
we don't
dude, Coach.
Didn't know you, dude. Dude, I yelled it to at least 10 people. I might have been 0 for 10.
And then we get in the car, and we're just talking, and Bay is like, "Yeah, Ray's a creeper." Ray stares at people. And she goes, "When we were dating..."
Bay is saying this.
Yeah, she was like, "I always thought he was staring at other girls, But now I just realize he just stares at people.
Yeah.
And it almost got him in trouble when they were out at the brunch because he was staring at some dude
there
for like an hour.
There was a bro who pulled an all-nighter. He hadn't even gone to bed yet, and he's got a couple Bettys right next to him. It's just him living life, ATX, probably a senior.
What's
in
a
college.
Betty?
Chicks.
Oh.
So he's got a couple of them. I believe the girls were able to make it home, get some yoga pants on. That dude's still wearing his clothes from the night out. So they're all sitting there, dude. I must have stared at them for, I mean, every instance. I was like, okay. I mean, they were very interesting, okay? So I'm chugging my mimosa. I'm just staring at them. Not like looking at the girls,
yeah.
But I'm just staring at it because it's a hilarious situation. He's on his phone. He's all over the place. And he's a little bit drunk. So I'm able to get away with staring at him. Not so fast. As he's leaving, he walks up and comes up to me. He's like, dude, I know you were staring at me the entire time. He's like, but it's mad respect. No worries that you stared at me for that entire time. And he goes, but in 10 years, dude, I want to be just like you guys. And then Billy's like, well, what the? We look that old, dude? Do we look like we're like 40? But I don't know. It almost got a little tense for a second. But the dude gave me daps, thought he was a fan of the show. Nope, he just saw me staring at him for 20 minutes.
Oh.
Got straight up called out, and it was in front of my wife, in front of my buddies. Everything was good, though, and then he called us old, and then he went out.
So we're rolling, and they're drinking their wine, just talking. You know, it's great, great car ride up. We're all excited about Mike D's wedding, and we're laughing and joking. Roll into the wedding, get out, and I'm thinking, okay, we're just going in. Now, Bae's taking her wine with her, and she has it. I was like, and then Ray convinces her, hey, just leave it by the car. So we go in. And it starts right away when we get down there in the white chairs where the ceremony is going to start. Because this is how I know. I thought they were just buzzing. This is how I know they were hammered. Is because they look at each other and they both close their eyes and they go in for a kiss,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Just a little peck, right?
Well, because love is in the air.
Yes. Love is in the air. Yes. You're caught up in the emotion. You want to show your bride, right. your wife, hey, I love you. Let me give you a little smooch.
So they're about to kiss?
They're about to kiss, right? And they're going for the lips. They're going for a peck because they turn face to face.
Yes.
And Ray kisses on the top of her, like the side of her nose, and Bae kisses his chin.
Oh,
I mean,
wow,
it was a total miss. Like they didn't even kiss on the lips, and then they just pat each other on the hand, like, yeah. Oh, I love you. Yeah. That was great. And I was like, dang, this is about to get interesting. When they can't even kiss on the lips for a little peck, we got a good night ahead of us.
And then you started capturing the creepy hands cam.
Yes, then I had creepy hands cam on Ray because I don't know if Ray does this when he's sober.
No.
But as he's drinking, he starts taking, and he's got weirdly long fingers.
Okay.
And he's like rubbing all up on Bae's back, her
hair,
arm, her hair,
arms.
Going down the forearm, like what? Lower back, like. He just likes to move his hands all over, and that's all I can see
legs.
From behind him.
Dude, I will give you props. The creepy hands cam, hilarious.
I mean,
you definitely invented that. I've never seen somebody be able to pull off the creepy hands cam.
Lunchbox, did you know that eventually the creepy hands made it to your wife?
No.
Excuse me.
Oh,
crap.
No.
Your wife didn't tell you about this?
No, she did not tell me creepy hands came to her.
Keep going with the story.
This might be new to me.
Keep going with the story. When we get to creepy hands cam getting to your wife, I will interject.
Yes. Yeah, so then we, you know, the ceremony starts, and here comes Mike D down the aisle. And Bae gets so excited. She's thinking it in her head.
Yeah, but it came out of her mouth.
And she goes, oh, there he is.
Loud. I mean, loud to where everyone heard it. It was like, and then, oh, there he is.
And all right, great. Then here comes the bride. And this is where my wife lost it. Because there's an old man in the back row. He's got his cowboy hat on. And when she.
Oh, Tex.
Coach, you give nicknames to people?
His name was Tex.
You just damn met him.
When he makes she makes the turn down the aisle, this old gentleman takes his cowboy hat, places it over his hat, and bows
right.
to her.
That's right.
And damn right.
We were in Texas, y'all.
My wife thought that was the most the sweetest thing she'd ever seen.
She's also pregnant, Coach.
Well, I think that, and immediately she just starts, ooh, and I was like, she goes, did you see that guy bow to her with the cowboy hat?
It was beautiful.
And I was like, yeah, I saw it. She was like, oh, that just got me. And I was like, oh, boy, we're in for a long evening with Ray and Bae, and we're in a long evening with you. This is going
to
get ugly.
Hey, note to self, though. I might need to pull off the old cowboy hat at another wedding and do the old bow to the heart whenever the
yeah, when
you
the
start
bride,
doing it all the time.
When the bride comes down, Big Tex had it down.
No, Tex definitely knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing. He knew the women were going to love that.
He knew he was getting laid.
So then the ceremony goes.
I think Creepy Hands made it to his wife, too.
Oh, I'll get to that, though, later.
We'll get, hey, yeah. Deep tease.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
It's a great deep tease, coach.
And good news is Deep Throat is gone.
Excuse me?
Deep Throat is gone. Do I sound better?
Oh, you're Deep Throat. You're way better, coach. Thank goodness.
The artist formerly known as Deep Throat.
So the ceremony starts, and all of a sudden, Ray starts wiping his eyes. Ray's bawling his eyes out.
Ray, you were crying?
Coach, there was a little bit of, I don't know if it what it was. Allergies.
Pollen. Pollen.
Yes. We were in a very tree, waterfall, shrubbery, yes. A lot of that stuff around. But it also was emotional. I go back 15 years with Mike D. We were all interns together. You guys don't share that bond that I had with the groom. So I'll hang up and listen on that one.
Was there another intern that was part of the wedding too, coach?
He was. I was shocked because it was that moment where we all three were interns at the exact same time, give or take a couple months. And the other intern, unfortunately, he got left behind and he never made it to the big show.
What's he doing now, coach?
I don't know.
He's working for HEB down in Houston.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Corporate headquarters?
I don't know. No, his wife got a teaching job in Houston, so he moved. He's in the
cashier.
No,
department.
He's in the meat department.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you need some sliced meat. What slice do you want? One, two, three?
Yeah.
He'll slice it up for you.
I hadn't seen him since we left 8 years ago. And so that was a little bit emotional for me as well. He was in the wedding. It was so cool. That bond as interns, it can't be unbroken. And I'll hang up on that, guys.
So then we go in and we start the cocktail hour.
Oh, God. Right? I thought it started already.
No, coach. We didn't start the cocktail hour. Ray and Bay started the cocktail hour. They were the ones leading the group to the bar.
Which is fine.
Which is great. We needed a leader because I don't think anyone knew what they were doing.
We didn't quite understand. They were like, enjoy happy hour. And we
but
were like,
no one was moving.
And we weren't sure if we were allowed to go in the venue or not. And we were
so
like.
So thank God that Ray and Bay were like, follow us to the drinks.
They were nickel mimosas in.
Yes.
So they had no fear about going into the venue.
They charged.
Right in. And we're like, hey, that works. So we went in.
Yep.
And they got drinks.
Yep.
And we got drinks.
Yep.
And the next thing I know, Bay is sitting in a chair, and Ray is grinding on her through the chair.
Oh, Creepy Hands turned into a grind.
Yeah, a grind with Creepy Hands all over the arms.
Nice.
Like, I mean, she's sitting in the chair, mm-hmm. and he's grinding up and down the back of the chair.
Oh.
That sounds like a dance party to me.
It was awesome. So, and then, oh no.
I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. There was
wedding,
a lot going on.
We forgot right when we got there, Grandma, Pat. Uh-huh. Pat the granny, uh-huh. I think her name is Mimi is what they call her. She comes up and is like talking about, I want to meet Lunchbox. And Ray, that's me. I'm Lunchbox. And has a 10-minute conversation with Grandma.
Yep. Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Mr. Steal Your Girl sat there and talked to Pat. And Pat was like, it's just so nice to meet you. I've heard so much about
Did
you.
Did Creepy Hands get anywhere near Pat?
Not at this point. Okay. He didn't get Creepy Hand with Pat at this point.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then later on in the evening, she came up to him and goes, you lied to me. You're mm-hmm. not Lunchbox.
Oh, Pat was pissed.
Pat was not happy.
All right. I was having a little fun with Nana. Yeah. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I mean.
I think shortly after that is when Ray started telling Nana that she was going to go back to the hotel room with him.
Hey, and I heard through Mike D that Nana can neither confirm nor deny that I did say that. And that
no,
is
coach, I was there.
Woman.
You did say it.
Nope. She's a scholar, and she's a great woman.
I think I'll quote him directly. I think he said something like, come on, Nana. You're coming with me to the hotel room tonight.
It was all come on, good Nana. Fun.
It was great because I talked to Pat later in the night, and she's like, that Ray, he's a good old time.
Uh-huh.
He's coach, a funny dude.
Did we get clearance from all these people to throw their names all over the place? We've named Big Tex, Pat.
Probably not.
Hey, are you guys cool with us saying all your names on a podcast?
We'll have to
Monday.
Shut the podcast down eventually.
Hey, every time I say Pat, just bleep her.
Okay, coach.
So I don't know where Ray, Eddie. Where, I mean, it just it got.
I mean, do you want to go straight to the dance floor?
I mean, we can. The dance floor, Ray. I mean, listen, he got it started. He got the dancing started.
Yes.
Like there was a few people on the dance floor. Coach,
hold up. The wedding starts. I mean, Mike and his groom and his bride. No, Mike and his bride start the dancing.
Mike got married to a man.
And when they come walking in, Ray is trying to get the perfect shot, okay?
Yes.
I don't know if you saw this.
Yes.
Ray went down all the way to his stomach.
Sometimes you got to do that for a good
pick. On
peg.
The floor.
Hey, Instagram.
No, I think he fell.
No.
Which is why he ended
up
down.
No, he did not. He and the
being
photographer,
funny, And I was acting like I was doing a better job than the photographer,
yeah.
And I was getting a better angle. And I'm an Instagram husband, so I know sometimes you got to get on the ground for that best picture.
It really was. And the photographer even goes, "I appreciate your effort." She gave him credit, gave him props, because he did. And I will give Ray credit. Even he's good at the angled picture. He does a good job of turning the camera slightly, so it's not a straight on picture.
Well, Coach, just because he's drunk and this the camera
he does it on purpose.
Coach, it's naturally crooked.
He's very good at the selfie.
Coach, if you notice, the whole body was crooked, Coach.
I was impressed with his picture taking skills.
Coach, I was a leaning tower of Pisa all night.
Except for
it wasn't artistry. Coach.
Here's the
he
funny
was falling
part.
Over.
The only problem is, we would be in pictures with him, and he would only tag the females in the picture.
Okay, well, that's creepy hands for you, Coach.
Like, it was me, him, Morgan number two, Morgan one. He tags them, not me. Cool,
not
dude.
Not bad, Coach. If I could go back in time, I'll get you that tag.
So after the first dance and the daughter-daddy dance or whatever, all as soon as that's over, then it's like, all right.
Then it's Ray time.
Then Ray time. Ray comes out, starts dancing by himself.
Okay. Hey, I mean, sometimes, guys, at my wedding, I wish there would have been a me at my wedding. My wedding, multiple times, was on life support. And so what my job is at a wedding is to go in there and bring it back to life. And so that's exactly what I did. At times, I was down there giving CPR to people that were trying to be too boring. I said, get on over here. You know what? Look, right now in the emergency room, and I'm bringing this party to life.
Right. I would rather have 100 yous than 100 sit in the chairs people at the wedding. Like, you're what weddings need. That's what weddings are for, is for people to get out there and just be crazy and have fun. That's the whole point, is you want people on the dance floor. The first dance, he brings Mamaw out to the dance floor. He gets her out there.
The hotel Mamaw?
Yeah, hotel Mamaw. He's dancing with her and spinning her around, and I'm like, this lady is going to break a hip. Like, she might be 80. I don't know. She's old. Older.
Hey, those hips don't lie, Coach.
And Ray is shaking her around and jostling her, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen if she goes down? But she loved it. She had a smile from ear to ear.
She didn't go down, but other people did go down.
Yes, ear to ear she had it, and then she went and sat down.
Listen.
So then Ray turns
his head. Fine. Those hips don't lie.
Yeah, you're right. So Ray's done with her, and he moves on to Ponytail Guy.
Yes. Like, so Nana wasn't having it. So he's like, let me try Ponytail Guy.
Hey, once somebody denied my friendship advances, then I went on to another person.
Now, I cannot confirm nor deny if Drunken Ray thought he was a girl or a guy. Not sure.
Because of the pony?
Because of the ponytail.
Yeah, because the pony had long hair. Maybe Ray was like, oh, that has to be a
blonde
haired
girl.
But
it didn't matter, because after a while, it didn't matter. Guy, girl, whatever,
yes.
Ray was grinding with you.
He was all up on
it. Yes. I believe you were slapping his ass.
No,
Coach?
I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I remember that going on.
I think in my head, I was trying to get more people to the dance floor, and I do remember grabbing a guy's hand and bringing him to the dance floor.
And then slapping his ass.
Maybe I did that. I don't know. But in retrospect, yes, we can all say in hindsight that what I did wasn't good. But in the moment, I thought I was bringing people to the dance floor.
Right, right.
But no, you were.
But I was really holding a dude's hand.
Right. Now, Coach, let me tell you what I was thinking, because I was trying to get my buzz going with some margaritas, right? And I'm watching all this go down. And I'm thinking, but this is early in the wedding.
Early.
I'm thinking once you grabbed Longhair's hand, I was like, all right, at some point I believe, and I'm not sure, but I'm scared that Ray's going to F with the wrong uncle.
Yeah. Eddie came to me and goes, dude, I think Ray's going to F with the wrong uncle.
I think there's going to be
one of those uncles that served in Nam.
Yeah. One of those uncles that like, oh, you listen here, motherfucker. But you know what? That didn't happen,
hey,
Coach.
I too was waiting for the one uncle that didn't think that I was funny. And I thought he was going to be like, hey, listen, this might be funny, you guys, a little song and dance on a radio show for radio bits, but this is my fucking life, dude.
I was worried that was going to happen, Coach, hey, but I'm glad to say it didn't.
And I got a concealed gun. This is Texas, motherfucker.
Yeah, you see Big Tex over there? He taught me how to shoot. Oh.
Coach, I bet if you would have grabbed Big Tex's hand, he would have kicked your ass.
There was a time when it did cross my mind that I was going to grab the wrong motherfucker's hand.
Or the uncle's wife, Coach. Either or. I was worried something was going to go down.
Then he starts booty bumping everybody.
Yeah, everyone.
Every single
guy, girl,
guy,
kid.
Girl, didn't Met Her Kid.
Grandma's.
I mean, DJ. I mean,
DJs.
He was all up. He was
the taco lady.
Yeah, he was just turning his butt into people and just butt.
You mentioned the DJ. I just wanted to touch on this before we glossed over it. The DJ saved the entire wedding.
JoJo.
Yeah.
JoJo was great.
I don't know if any... Well, this is what I'm going to say. He saved the wedding from me. So I was trying to talk him in to letting me introduce Mike and
That's
Kelsey
true.
As their first time being introduced together.
No, Coach, he was going to let you.
He goes,
but why
you
want
to do that?
Because we didn't let him.
Okay, good.
He goes,
so he saved the wedding by not letting me do it.
No, we saved the wedding.
We did.
You guys know I would have messed it up.
Yes.
The best part is Mike D goes by Mike D. His real name apparently is like Miguel, right?
Yeah.
I there's no way in my drunken stupor I was going to say his name perfectly and her name perfectly.
It was great because we were sitting there talking to him and you're like, oh, by the way, Mike wants me to introduce him. And he goes,
and then JoJo was like, all right, man, here's the mic.
He's like, here's the mic. Just don't drop it because it's the only mic I have.
And then that's where me and Lunch come in like, whoa, JoJo.
He goes, no. I mean, I can just confirm with Mike D. And you're like, yeah, just talk to Mike, man. Mike will tell you that he wants me to introduce him. I was like, Ray, I don't think this is a good idea. And you go, why can't I have any fun? That'll make Mike D's night.
Yeah, you kept saying that.
That'll make Mike D's night.
And then we're like, no, we're
going to show Mike D how much I care.
We're going to use the trump card here. JoJo, don't give him the mic. Trust us on this.
JoJo's like, you might drop the mic. Buddy, that's the least of your worries, me dropping the mic. Like, what's about to go into the mic is going to be disastrous.
Yeah, the words coming out of your mouth.
Dude, thank God. You guys, it would have hijacked it temporarily. Thank you. Whoever stepped in and intervened.
We're telling you who did.
We did, right here. Hello.
Hello.
Because listen, after the fact, while I was dancing on the dance floor, just in my stupor, I was like, that was awesome that they didn't let me do that on the mic because I would have totally screwed up the whole night.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I for a minute, I thought you were going to do the first dance with his bride.
Okay, Coach. I stepped back when it was time.
You did.
For the big moments to come.
Well, okay. So I want to flash forward to when he started doing the split and he couldn't get back up.
No. His move. His go-to move when he had no more
moves. I don't
think
it was a planned move.
No, it was. Every time he would run out of moves, he would try to do the splits.
He would spread his legs, right? And he had these little botas on that were like slippery at the heels, right, Coach?
Oh, Coach, those things were like a slip and slide all night.
So he would do like, he would spread his legs apart and then would slowly go down to a split. I'm talking to where his nuts were probably 2 feet from the ground.
Right.
Right?
And I got to give props to a couple of those uncles because they helped me up. Not just one time, but there were
it was your go-to move
when you were out of moves.
I'm telling you, you would start doing
it. But what I'm saying is people should have just left me down there. There were some nice uncles that kept lifting my drunk ass up when I would do the splits and not be able to get back up.
If it weren't for the uncles, Coach, you would have been stuck there all night. I mean, once the split got down to nuts to a foot above the ground, he wasn't moving.
Coach,
he was stuck there.
I would call in for the uncles. I was like, you got to help me. But it wasn't the first time. I literally called them in for help probably 5 to 10 times.
And then when did the guy jump on Ray?
Oh, I don't even know what point of the night that was.
And that picture has surfaced. It's at Bobby.
Ray was like,
the picture's amazing.
Ray, did you tell? I don't know if you were trying to do like.
The dirty dancing move?
Here's the thing.
Oh, is that? But he was jumping over him, wasn't he?
Yeah,
well, so here's what it was.
Were you playing leapfrog? I can explain that one to you.
Do you have history with that guy?
No, I didn't. I just met him.
Okay. Well, his nuts were in your face.
Yes. I believe that was the move you guys were going for. I'm going to put my nuts in your face, and you're going to carry me.
So what I had believed is that my splits and my slipping and sliding around wasn't as impressive enough. So I'm starting to think of, what can I do that's bigger and better and outdo my previous move? And I look over at one of the uncles, and he gives me the eye like, I want to jump over you, motherfucker. And I give him the eye like, well, then let's go. You're going to jump over me, mother.
You gave him the eye like, I want your balls in my face.
I didn't know that's how it was going to end result it.
All right.
So he goes to jump, and his balls got about halfway up my face, and I took teabag right to the nose.
And both of you guys went down.
And I crashed hard. There's a photo. You need to go see it at bobbybones.com. It is this guy's, teabag is all over my forehead, and I just about face planted. Luckily, I did a push-up at the last second and saved both me and him.
You teabagged a dude at Mike's wedding.
No, he teabagged Ray.
Whatever.
Coach, I mean, he didn't even get close to jumping over my head.
No.
But, Coach, I mean, for real, like, I definitely felt it. I felt he hit me with a stick right in the face.
Yeah, I feel like, and I
yeah, Coach, he hit you with his stick.
I felt like Ray was really drawn to long-haired dude.
Yeah.
Once, no, because Ray tried to do a spin on the ground like breakdance, and then long-haired dude did the worm forwards and backwards, and that's when Ray was like, that's my guy. And that's when Ray started like, he attached to him the rest of the night.
Yes. Yeah.
It was the guy's worm skills.
Yeah. Yeah, there was chemistry between you two.
And I do remember him doing the worm, and he was definitely a dancer. Yeah, yes. He was good. He upstaged me big time, which I'm fine with.
Yes, and Ray was the drag the Aunt Betty out into the middle of the circle. Like, there'd be a circle on the dance floor, and Ray would get these gray-haired old ladies, and he'd push them out there, and they'd be like trying to go no. And then I loved Ray. He would do the butt back up, like, oh, I'm leaving the dance floor. And then he'd come running back in and slide across the dance floor.
Just for dramatic effect.
It was great. Everybody's like, oh, Ray's going to go take a break. Here he comes. He's back, everybody.
Now I do want to talk about the moment when Ray called the bride's mom.
Wait. We're not there yet.
Okay. Dang it.
Okay.
We're not there yet.
I was hoping that didn't actually happen.
It did. A couple times.
Another favorite part is, the taco truck's outside, and you wait in line to order. Ray went out, waited in line.
And didn't order?
And forgot to order. And then he comes over there, and he's standing there, and he's like, man, my order's not coming. And whoever was behind him in line goes, well, yeah, because you left the line when it was your turn to order. And he goes, oh. So then phone screener Abby had to go back over there and order food for Ray because he forgot to order.
Right, Coach, the concept of the line in the food truck threw me off. My bad.
He for the love of him, he couldn't figure out why his food was not coming. All these people are getting food, and he just goes, man, mine's taking a long time.
Refresh my memory. Did he ever mention, like, security told him not to do something?
Yes.
But there wasn't security
there. He goes, security told me they're going to remove me from this wedding.
But no, there's no security there.
I kept threatening to people. I was getting bounced out. People are like, listen, there's no security here. Stop saying that.
You came to me and were like, hey, low key, I got to chill. Security's like threatening. I'm like, what? And look around, there's no security anywhere.
He's like, no, he tells me, he goes, hey, man, I got to just be honest with you. Security just took me outside and had a talk. And I was like, no, they didn't. He was like, yeah, we've been outside. Like, security was just like, I just need to tone it down a bit.
Coach, what was the beef with you and the 13-year-old?
That was just funny because we would do dance battles in the middle, and then he was a basketball player, and so me and him played air basketball 1v1 outside for a little while.
Every time they'd walk by, hey, you guys got a football? You guys got a basketball? Where are we going to shoot hoops?
Well,
and then he told him, he said, hey, boys, it was an 8-year-old and a 13-year-old, I think. And he said, you guys dating yet?
What?
And they're like, no. He's like, what are you waiting for? Get on it. Let's go. Come on. Get a woman. Let's go.
So then I tried to hook the 14-year-old with the Morgans with Morgan or number two.
Okay, Coach.
And she wasn't having any of it. He was out of her age range. And she's like, you know, you tried to hook me up with him like 5 times to the point that I was about to smack you.
Then the 13-year-old pulls me aside and he goes, hey, can you tell Sisson to quit hitting on my grandma? And I said, hey,
he was hard.
And I said, man, that's your grandma. You got to protect her. And he goes, no, man, he keeps hitting on her. You got to tell him to stop hitting on grandma.
And he's got to defend granny.
So then we can smash cut to the end of the night.
You got to go to where he called the bride's mama MILF.
Well, I mean.
Well, also the thing with the Eddie said there was a situation. Apparently the margaritas weren't strong enough for Eddie.
Coach, I tried to catch up to you like all night. I drank about 20 margaritas. Then finally I'm like, screw it. Just give me Shiner Box. And I was trying to chug them down fast. By that time, the wedding was over, boys.
Well, here's the thing. The margarita machine, like, it was getting used so much, like, it stopped freezing because it was just
they would just pour the liquid on ice.
Yes, because everybody was just getting margarita after margarita after margarita.
We were
couldn't
drinking
keep up.
Too fast for the margarita machine.
Yes, we were drinking. Yeah. The wedding was drinking.
We were
too
watching
fast.
You, Coach, saying we need to catch up, and we could not get
there. No catch. And the margarita machine couldn't even catch up with you, dude. Like, it was just like, golly, like, slow down. Like, we need time to freeze. Like, they would pour it in, and next thing you know, someone's ordering a margarita, didn't have time to freeze. It's like,
It got to a point at the bar, so the lady originally said, Michelob Ultra, boom, she had it. By the middle of the night, I would go over there, and she would have it already poured, the exact beer I needed, and she's like, there it is. It's in a cup for you. I saw you coming from a mile away. I mean, dude, the service was phenomenal.
She was great.
That reminds me.
How much did you tip?
Zero. I told her I was going to Venmo her. I took a picture of it.
She had her Venmo there on the counter.
I took a picture of it. That just reminded me that I owe her.
Hey, you need to Venmo her right now and just say the dancing sensation. That she'll know who you are.
No, Coach, I introduced her as Sisson, and she.
I'm pretty sure you told her to come to your hotel room too, Coach.
Okay.
But my
since I didn't have a hotel room, that's also the funny thing.
That's the best part. Another funny part is we'll get to the MILF part, but
because we have to get to the MILF part.
But before we get to the MILF part, we were outside by the food truck, and the bride's mom comes up. Mm-hmm. And she's talking, and he goes, wait a minute, you're the bride's mom? And she's like, yeah, you know, that's my daughter. And he was like, shh, rock the world. You look like you're 35.
Coach.
Because
that's a compliment.
He was blown away.
And what did she say?
She was like, yeah, it's my daughter. I mean, I don't know.
She's probably awkward.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I think it was something like the bride's mom gets to cut the line or something, you know, because it's their wedding. So you get to come ahead of the front of the line. And that's when the food truck person said, bride's mom, you're up here. And I'm like, what? Like, I thought the chick just got into the business world or something like that. I thought she was in Austin, Texas, Texas exes. Yes. No idea.
So then at the very end of the wedding, Eddie, go ahead.
Oh, at the very end of the wedding, he looked at her and was like, hey, I just got to tell you, you're a MILF. Okay.
That was the final thing I muttered before.
I thought he called her the MILF of the year.
Maybe it was MILF of the year.
I'm pretty sure it was MILF of the year.
She rolls her eyes and she's like, look, we've all been there. I'm going to like just pretend I didn't hear that and like whatever.
So then,
wait, I'm telling you though, at that same moment is when your wife starts screaming. I'm like, what happened to you? And Lunchbox's wife's like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And Ray's creepy hand somehow made it to your wife's back. And she goes, you're tickling me. And so Ray was standing there by your wife, just tickling her back.
I think there's a backstory to that. I believe I saw she was a woman with a baby. She was of child, and I felt so bad for her all night having to carry around a baby.
So you tickled her.
That's when I gave her the back massage.
I did a couple times throughout the night come up from behind her and do my fingers, and she would freak out because
she thought it was Ray.
No, she goes, at first I'm like, oh, that's you. And then I thought, what if it's Ray?
Creepy fingers.
Yeah, she goes, what if it's creepy fingers? And she would jump, and then she'd be like, but I knew it was you.
Well, and then he goes to my wife somewhere in the middle of the ceremony, and he just stares at her. And then he does the little picture things with his hands to her face.
Wait, where I would fake take
a
picture?
You're like, girl, wow.
No, I think I told her I was taking mental pictures. And she's like, you don't even have your camera. And I was like, mental pictures.
And then he goes, can I just take a picture of you? I won't post it. I just want a picture of you. And she's like, get out of here.
That might be the creepiest comment of all time. Can I just take a picture of you? I won't post it.
Dude, it was crazy. Out of control.
So then, I got to drive Ray home.
Yes. Oh, wait. You got to talk about where this guy starts throwing glow sticks at Mike D.
I didn't even see the glow sticks throwing.
So apparently, you walk outside and there was just a big pile of glow sticks. You snap them. And
I got to be honest, I took some for the kids.
Well, okay, great. But Ray took about 50 of them. So there were almost not enough glow sticks for everyone.
The cleaning crew might still be cleaning those things up this morning. I threw them all over the ranch.
Yeah, so then everyone that was walking out trying to form the line, getting ready for Mike and his bride, I mean, he just starts nailing him with glow sticks.
Anybody get mad?
No.
Well, I think then I ran out of glow sticks, but I still had my empty cup.
So then you started throwing that?
Well, I believe I threw the cup and it hit the groom, Mike D, in the head.
Oh, boy.
Somebody said it hit him as they were, like, walking out. But I was trying to do it cool for the video, and so that's when I ran out of glow sticks. I was like, well, what's the next best thing that I could throw?
My beer.
My solo cup. And so I launched it.
There's a boulder. Let me throw that one.
I knock him out. He got a beer across
the
face.
Come on, coach.
The guy just got married. He took a freaking ultra the nose.
So I have to drive Ray home.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, if this dude's going to throw up in my car.
No, I would have told you if I was going
no,
to.
No. So I went and got trash bags.
Smart.
I remember that now.
From the bartender. Yes. I was like, hey, you got trash bags? They're like, oh.
And I was confused. I was like, where are we taking the body?
Hey, I don't know.
Hey, who are we killing?
Coach, we're in the desert. I was like, give me the zip ties.
It's not the desert.
One of Mike's family's members like, oh, here, I'll help you clean off this table. I was like, no, this is for Ray in the car. And he goes, oh, I was going to help you throw plates in it. Like, I was like, no, I'm not trying to help clean up here. I'm out. I'm getting out of here.
They thought he was a super guy.
Yeah. So we're driving, and the whole way home, Ray, I mean, the conversation between Ray and his wife, Ray's like, I need food. No, we're going straight home. When did mama stop loving dada? When did mama stop loving dada? And she's like, shut up. I still love you. Mama's mad at dada. Mama's mad at dada.
What's wrong with you,
Chris? Hey. And then she would say something. He'd be like, what? And she's like, don't say what again. And he'd be like, what? I can't hear you. And she'd be like, you're done. And then she would say something. He'd be like, that's your last comment
for the night. You're driving?
I'm driving. Okay. No, I'm driving. Ray's wife is riding shotgun. And then Ray and my wife are in the back.
You let your wife in the back with Ray?
Listen.
There could have been a creepy hand attack.
Coach.
And the conversations were just so.
Why did you separate them like that?
They
you
separated like, themselves.
Oh, because mama was that mad at dad.
Mama was mad at dad. Hey, mama didn't love dad anymore. And he'd be like, squirrel, I still love you. Stop it, Ray. Squirrel. Why are you calling me squirrel? And then Ray would say something, and she said, what? And he goes, don't say what. Don't say what. You're done.
It's the whole way back.
The whole.
Did you get food?
No.
Oh, that's what I wanted the whole time.
Because I wanted to get.
Because mama's mad at dad.
Listen. I wanted to get him food because there was plenty of drive-thrus right on the way home. And she just kept saying, you don't need food. There's food at the house. And he's like, but Taco Bell's right there. You don't need food. Dada's hungry. Mama doesn't love Dada. I mean, just the whole freaking way.
Babysitting, man.
It was like just.
Did they pay you for babysitting?
They didn't pay me anything for babysitting, but it was just so.
Hey, Ray, Venmo him.
Anything they said, the other one was like, no. No, that's your last comment. You're done.
All I know is when we pulled off, that was a happy moment because I was like, good God, I just left a path of absolute destruction.
Yes.
From
you're like a tornado coach.
To dumped out beers, coach, to the throwing of stuff, to anything.
The teabag.
The whole dance floor was sticky.
Did you see my Insta story, coach, where you're doing the chug and there's a lady in the background just staring at you like, what the F is going on?
Hey, we're in a place of love, and I'm doing a beer chug, and she's like,
"This grandma is gonna kill you."
I am impressed.
What is he doing?
I gotta say, Ray, I have no problem with. I thought it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, nothing you did was wrong, harmful. It was all in fun, and I think it was great. But I have to hand it to Sore Losers Nation. They followed along taking screenshots, and they're posting them going, oh, look at the stage raising.
Oh, it's great.
And they're circling people in the background going, look at how mad this person is. And they were placing bets on how long you were going to last and if you were actually going to make the wedding. It was epic.
Now, Coach, look, I don't care. Like, I know you. It was all fun and everything. But I think that there are some people at weddings, like family members, saying – or even thinking like, hey, I'm here to celebrate my daughter, my son, whatever. And this jackass.
No, the MILF was celebrating her daughter.
Right. So you got all that going on. And I'm thinking at this time, like, there is no way that Ray's going to do this at Bones' wedding. Because I'm thinking like, okay, is Ray going to do this at Bones' wedding? And then I asked you at the end of the night, coach, and you know what you said? Hell yeah, I am.
No. Hey, said I'm going to burn that motherfucker down. But I'm not.
Coach.
Oh, my God. That right there was the quote of the night. I'm going to burn the
I mean, that might have been the last thing
down.
He said before he left.
That was it.
No, he told the MILF. Some of these quotes you guys are giving me was on the way down. Like, it was at the 11th hour.
Coach, when you got to the wedding, that was on the way down,
no,
coach.
No. But with the glow stick situation, that was me on the backside of a very, very dark, dark place that I was in. So those last comments you guys are throwing at me, I mean, they were last-ditch efforts. I had nothing left. I was just about to pass out, and you guys were getting the final thoughts in my head for the night.
Oh, man. Memorable. Very memorable.
It was very memorable. A lot of fun. So much. Great wedding. I mean, it was just a fun wedding.
I couldn't tell you who got married, but, man, it was great.
Yeah, I don't remember if they said yes or no.
Who knows,
but I mean,
man? But
heck, I'm
watching you, coach.
All right. All right. Listen, the thing is, there's a dichotomy between the sanctity of the marriage in that moment, and it was special. And everybody, your wife cried. I shed a tear. Bay shed a tear.
My wife cried.
That's what I'm saying. Cowboy put his cowboy hat over his heart and bowed, okay?
Damn right.
That was the sanctity of marriage. After that, there's a fine, very fine dichotomy of it is a party, and we're celebrating this motherfucker, okay?
And that taco truck was legit.
Oh, it was so good.
Like, I've been dreaming of those quesadillas since
the quesadillas
Saturday.
Was good. The brisket tacos were so good.
Did you guys
so,
take an hour and 15 as long as mine did?
No, coach. No, we ordered and then we waited and then we got our food. You didn't even order.
Coach, I missed the step of the ordering.
Oh, man.
Hey, your boy over here, Lunchbox, got 3 servings, coach. He went back 3 times.
I did. Went back 3 times. I mean, I love food, and when it's good food, I'm going to eat it. And I'm sorry.
Lunchbox, the number 2?
Okay.
We got you. We got you.
Oh, another brisket taco? We got you.
Yeah, I'm going to need 2 more brisket tacos, some beans, rice. I mean,
Did you eat all the beans? Because they ran out of beans.
Yeah, I ate beans.
Because I went for seconds, and they were just like, yeah, we ran out of beans. Some guy came and Got a lot of them.
Well, I didn't get a lot of them. I just got the normal helping of on a plate, and I got three plates, so whatever that is.
Well,
and if they were out of salsa, you can blame me. I definitely had four cups of the salsa.
Yeah. Can I possibly drink some of it? I like it that much. You guys have some of the Mexican sweet corn?
Oh, I didn't. Yes. I didn't. Did you?
Oh, yes. Good? Good.
Dude, it was to die for. That might have saved me a couple more hours, because after the wedding, I hadn't eaten or drank anything in about an hour. And so then I had that Mexican sweet corn, and it went through my body and gave me an energy unlike any other.
Coach, did you get a cookie on the way out?
I think the Mexican sweet corn might have been made in Mexico and added with a little bit of something something, because I got some crazy energy from it, boys. Woo!
You mean like a little bit
of...
Woo! It was laced.
It was good, boys.
Oh, but speaking of Mexico, USA, USA,
World
USA.
Cup? World
Did
Cup
you not see that game last night?
No, Coach, I don't watch soccer unless it's the World Cup.
Oh, my gosh, it was incredible. It was in Denver, USA, Mexico, championship match. And I'm going to tell you what.
What championship?
CONCACAF.
Excuse me?
Some tournament. Don't ask me. They have all these tournaments.
What the hell is CONCACAF? Is that an acronym for something?
Yeah, you'll have to look that up. Let me tell you.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Hey. It was intense. They go to extra time because
was Chicharito playing?
No, he's too old.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, yeah. He's old.
So who's their star now?
There was one guy, Linez, that came off the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked like Speedy Gonzalez out there, dude.
Okay, because he's Mexican?
No.
He like, can look like the Roadrunner?
Well, the Speedy Gonzalez is shifty. Roadrunner runs straight.
Okay.
Hey, I thought we weren't good at soccer.
Well, hey.
Who are some American stars?
Kobe
Jones?
Oh, my God. No.
What about Freddie Adu?
No.
What about the guy with the Texas tattoo?
Clint Dempsey?
Clint Dempsey.
He was on the crew that sat at the table, whatever you call them, okay. the analyst that talked at halftime.
Alexi Lalas?
No, he wasn't there. No. He doesn't play. Okay. But, I mean, it was intense. The whole match, a lot of trash talking, some, you know, skirmishes, and we fall down 1-0 after 70 seconds.
Dang.
So Mexico's up 1-0.
70 seconds?
Yeah. And then Reyna scores.
He's Mexican?
He's 18 years old. Mexican Claudio name? Reyna's son.
I don't know who he is.
Oh.
I know Pelé.
You may have lost some of our truck drivers.
No. Guys. So they're not tied 2-2. 114th minute. Pulisic draws a PK.
Excuse me?
He draws a PK.
What the hell is
penalty
a PK?
Kick.
Okay.
Buries it. Upper 90. And where does he
What's
go?
What's upper 90?
I mean, up in the right corner.
Okay.
Like, you know,
90 degrees.
Where the two poles meet.
Got it.
The crossbar and the...
Because it's a 90 degree
yes.
angle. Upper right 90, upper left 90?
Upper right.
Okay.
If you're facing the goal, upper right.
Got it.
And he goes, and where does he celebrate? Right in front of the Mexico fans.
Wow.
Like all of them. He rips off his shirt. The whole team comes over there, and guess what comes raining down? It's raining bottles. Oh. It's raining cups.
When pissing them.
And all I could think about is... I wonder if piss is in that bottle.
100%.
Because Eddie told me that that's what the Mexican fans did, was pissed in bottles and threw them on players.
When I went
well,
to
I
a
hope all those fans got suspended and never get to watch a soccer game
no,
again.
No, Coach.
Dude,
that's what
I don't
they
know.
Do.
I don't know how. There was, like,
They played a mile high?
Mile high. And, I mean, Reyna, he had been subbed out. He got hit in the head. He went down.
What were you going to say? You don't know how what?
I don't know how that many bottles. I don't know how they would control it. I don't know how they would pick out who, unless they just kick out the whole section.
Sure.
Because there was just boom, 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 boom.
Did he get
boom,
nailed?
Oh, nailed. Reyna went down. He looked like he had a concussion, dude. They came out and started doing the eye test, everything.
Oh, damn.
Because he got clobbered.
Yeah, it says Mexico fans hit their own player in the head with a bottle.
That was later in the game.
And did it say bottle of piss, Coach?
He trilled him. He just about flopped, too.
So then Mexico, our goalie gets hurt, so we have to bring in a
Tony Maiola?
No. Oh, my God. No. No. So we bring up in a backup goalkeeper, right?
Yeah.
And they draw a PK handball with in extra time after we already scored. We think we're going to win. Now they're going to tie it up and we're going to have to go to PKs. And Horvath, whatever his name is, puts out that right arm and boom! Blocks it with his right arm!
Wow.
USA! USA!
They win? USA wins?
We win!
Yeah!
And this is an experienced, veteran, Mexican-led squad, and the USA is a bunch of young,
wow.
up-and-coming players. And that, it was awesome. Oh, what
As part of CONCACAF's anti-discrimination protocol, the match has been temporarily suspended due to offensive chants in the stadium.
Yeah, they had to take a timeout because the fans were chanting bad stuff.
Like
what? Are they saying?
I don't know. I couldn't hear it.
I thought I heard a motherfucker.
In Spanish?
I don't know. I couldn't
or in
hear
English?
It. I assume it was Spanish, and they... because I couldn't understand it and I couldn't hear it. And so it was just like, okay, well, so they all just gather at midfield until they stop.
Oh, wow. And then they took them a while to stop?
Nah, it took them a couple minutes.
Wow, man.
And then if they do it again, there's a they go back to the locker room for 10 minutes.
Jeez.
And if they do it again, the match is suspended till the next day and no fans.
Oh, that would have been terrible.
That's flashbacks.
Yeah. Hey, how
pandemic.
Terrible would that be?
Coach, why would they give us PTSD like that?
It was awesome. It was a great, great game.
Did you bet on it?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't bet on it. I just watched it.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't
bet with my heart. You see me, I bleed red and white and blue.
Now, good news for Ray, though. Julio Jones is moving in right down the road.
Yeah.
Julio Jones is moving in right down the road.
Listen to the podcast,
Coach,
from a month ago. I said that.
It was all over the news.
I heard he got an apartment over there in West.
I told you guys that
he's overlooking the bluffs.
Overlooking the river, he said.
I said he's friends with Derrick Henry and he's going to be coming here. And I said that inside info like 2 months ago. So what have I been telling people? You might as well give Nashville the ship already.
Here, this is what I just, I think it's going to be
amazing.
It's a good move.
It's a great move.
Because they didn't, because Atlanta was asking for a first round pick. And that's when I was saying, you can't give up a first round pick for a 32-year-old, often injured wide receiver on the way down. But now you only give up a second and I believe a fourth.
Worth it.
No, right. And here's the thing. He's the third option on this offense. You have A.J. Brown, you have Julio Jones, and you have Derrick Henry. He's never had a running game like Derrick Henry. They're not going to be, I mean, and if they double-team Julio, that leaves A.J. Brown open. If they double A.J., Julio Jones, one-on-one coverage. Oh, wait, we got to stack the box because we got to stop Derrick Henry. Uh-oh, one-on-one coverage with Julio and A.J. The offense is not the problem with the Titans. It's can their defense do anything?
Correct. The defense would give up 70.
That's the problem. Their offense was good last year, but I think this makes their offense better than last year. It's just can the defense. They retooled it. They went out and got a lot of players. It all comes down to can they stop someone. But they should be able to score with the likes of Kansas City now.
And guys, listen, this is going to be a little deep for some. This may be a little Nashville-centric, but this is huge getting Julio Jones because now A.J. Brown is going to be a receiver unlike we've ever seen before because of the attention being paid to Julio Jones. A.J. Brown may become the best receiver in the entire league. He's never had an amazing guy on the other side. This is huge for A.J. Brown. The Titans, you might as well go ahead and give us the ship, and you can tell Brother Pitts that, and I will hang up and listen. Guys, over to you.
Like I said, I think I would double A.J. Brown over Julio. So I think Julio.
I don't think defenses early in the season are going to do that, though. I think they're going to double Julio first.
Man.
And then they'll learn.
I think 32-year-old Julio doesn't require, I mean.
They don't know, though.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It makes the offense, the Titans' offense should be just awesome.
Yes.
It should be awesome. It's just, can the defense stop anybody?
Here's Brother's live reaction. They lost the Super Bowl last year to Brady, that little crazy thing that happened there. And then now Nashville mounting up to be quite the team. This is Brother, audio of Brother when he heard that news. He took a very deep, deep swallow.
He's worried.
Okay, and I will hang up and listen.
Hey, it's exciting, boys. That's exciting for the Titans.
No, it is. It's really exciting. It should be. It's going to be interesting. And, hey, I'm here for it. Let's go. You realize we're less than 100 days away from NFL kickoff?
Yeah, but that's still a long time.
Is it?
100 days is a long time.
And I think it's
PJ. No, it's less than. It's double digits now. It's like 95, 98.
Coach, it's still in the 90s. That's a long time.
His PJ just landed is also what I saw a picture of it.
Yeah.
So he's in town.
I'm pretty sure he got a unit at your apartment complex, Coach.
Hey, he heard the pod and he was like, hey, you want to come over?
Well, he heard about all the dental floss hanging out by the pool on Saturdays, Coach.
Coach, we got penthouse views. If he's interested, West Nashville is gorgeous. At the Bluff.
You can hang with him at the B-dubs, Coach.
Coach, Coach, are you going to touch on the golf?
You want to talk about John Rahm?
I know you want to talk about it.
Absurd. He should have won 1.7. It's preposterous.
No, it's absolutely not. Sorry, bud. See you later.
Dang.
I mean, he tested positive for COVID. That's the rules. I mean, I don't feel bad for him at all. Like, it's weird because he had a 6-stroke lead. He was going to win the tournament. There was no chance he was going to lose. And
6-stroke lead, and he got pulled on Saturday?
Yeah, at the end of his.
There's a chance he can lose. I mean, it's possible is what I'm telling you. I've seen it happen.
A 6-stroke lead.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
Not with Rahm. He's such a good putter.
Well, Coach, I get it. The odds are no, he probably would have won, but it happens. Somebody
What did Morikawa and Cantley?
That was Julio landing, sorry. Oh, Vrabel met him on the tarmac.
Well, yeah, Coach. That's Vrabel coach probably right took there. Him straight to his house for dinner, Coach.
He probably put him in the spare bedroom like Antonio Brown with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Dude, they might be at William Toon Airport. That is right next to the crib.
He probably let him chill with his wife in her room. Like
oh,
Brady
that wasn't
did with...
Vrabel either. That was another guy with a beard.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
What were we talking about? Oh, what did Cantley win?
Minus 13.
And what was he at? What was Rahm at?
He was minus 18, I think. He was six strokes. I think.
Yeah, Rahm was set. He was going to win that, Coach.
No, but what was he at total?
That's what I'm saying. I think he was minus 16 or 17.
Okay.
And so he was already, I mean, yeah, so
he,
okay.
He, assuming he would have parred
so
out.
So he was minus 18 because he had a six-stroke lead, and Cantley went minus one yesterday.
Okay.
So he would have.
He probably would have won. Sure.
Probably would have won.
He found out he had COVID the same day Mike D got married. Did you guys know during the wedding that he was getting kicked out of the tournament?
Coach, I didn't get any service.
No, I mean.
Is that what it was?
I had to walk up a mountain just to post some of your videos of you chugging beers.
Yeah, like your videos wouldn't post, and then all of a sudden five of them would post at once, and I'd get that little circle, and I mean, it was just weird.
And it was upsetting, Coach, because I knew people needed to see the video of you being
they
stupid.
They needed to know what was going on.
And so I'm like, I'm holding my head up, my phone up over my head. Going,
because that does work, is when you hold the phone up.
Totally.
Yeah, I love when people do that. Like, if you hold it closer to the sky, that's when you get better reception.
Yep.
Hey, but your boy Jimmy Walker finishing sixth.
Atta boy, Jimmy!
Yeah.
Jimmy's back.
Now, Mayweather, the fight went down.
Did you get it?
Hell no.
Ray, did you get it?
No, I got a link from a listener, but I was in bed. I was recovering from the hangover.
Mm. No, I didn't get it.
Eight rounds. How many punches did Floyd Mayweather land?
100.
Ray?
I mean, I saw it.
Okay. 43.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah,
really?
They must have just danced for all the time.
What, did they hug?
Paul landed 28 punches the whole
28?
Fight.
28?
Dude, you should have put creepy hands in there. I'd have touched him more than that.
Paul, hey, Paul threw.
You slapped him in the ass like 20 times. Coach.
Paul threw 217 punches and landed 28. Mayweather threw 107 punches the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so people pay money for that.
That's crazy.
And there was no winner.
What about Ocho Cinco?
He got knocked down.
So he lost?
No, there's no winner or loser, I don't think.
Oh, in any of them?
I don't
get it. I don't get it. That's great. Good for him.
They're
good,
making a lot of money.
Good for all them. They made a lot of money, and dumb people fell for it, but I wouldn't watch in that crap.
I just don't get – I don't understand how this is entertaining to have 43 landed punches the whole fight. That's no. it.
But I mean, a lot of people went to it. It wasn't a sanctioned fight. They
where
didn't
was
have
it,
judges.
Coach?
It was in South Beach.
Oh.
Wasn't it? It was at a Hard Rock Stadium.
I believe it was in Florida.
Like, Koepka went to
Wait, at the Miami Dolphins Stadium?
Hey, yeah. Koepka got booted out. Did Koepka not play in this tournament?
Did he roll his eyes?
No. He was at the fight. Brooks Koepka was at the fight.
I don't know. I don't know who was at the fight. I didn't watch the fight. I didn't care.
But they played at a stadium?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So. Hard Rock. Let me pull it up.
Maybe it was at the casino, Hard Rock Casino?
Yeah, maybe the casino, Coach. I don't see the stadium being sold out for something like this.
I would imagine not. Eight rounds.
It says Hard Rock Stadium.
Wow. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe.
Hey, but Coach.
Oh, it is the football stadium. There ain't no way they filled that thing.
There's no one there?
I mean, it's dark.
I think the consensus, boys, was that it was just a flop. Like, no one felt like they got their money's worth watching this crap.
Right.
From what I see on like social media.
But they paid for it. So people paid for this.
It.
Like, I can't.
I get it. People paid for freaking Tiger versus Phil, remember?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
I mean, people pay for the dumbest things ever. When you say something is pay-per-view and you can't watch it unless you pay, people are like, ah, screw it. Let's just get it. See what we're missing out on. They do it.
They feel like they're missing out on something, so they got to get it.
That's it. The FOMO.
God. Yeah, because everybody's like online. Are you gonna get it? No. Why would I get that crap? I don't like Mayweather because he's boring. He just dances the whole time. As you can see, he only threw 100 punches the whole fight. I mean, that's what I'm paying my money for. And this dude threw 217 punches and landed 28. I understand that's what Mayweather does. You can't hit him, but good God, that's terrible.
I did see the Mavs lose.
The Mavs did lose.
Yeah.
Good. Get Luka out of here.
Why, Coach? I love watching
Luka. I mean, he is must-watch TV. He's so good.
Like, he doesn't look like he can really play.
But me and my nephew
damn.
Agree. He's not that as good as people say that he is.
What do you mean?
What the hell do you mean?
I just don't think he's going to win a championship. He's not.
Well,
he's,
one person can't win a championship.
Yes, they can.
No.
Yes.
No.
Who?
Yes.
Name it.
LeBron?
Jordan.
No. Jordan had Pippen. Scottie. And he had Rodman. He had Horace Grant. He had BJ. I mean, he had people around him.
LeBron.
No.
LeBron had Kyrie and Kevin Love.
True. All right, I'll hang up and listen.
Did you think you were going to win that argument, Coach?
I mean, it is really hard in the NBA.
Luka's legit, though.
To win by yourself. Luka is so freaking good. He is so good. They just need to get him a number two. I mean, they pay Kristaps
Porzingis.
No, they pay him, but he is not. He is not.
When did he start to get his injury? He hasn't been good in a
while.
2 years?
2 years ago? Yeah,
yeah,
but that's what I'm saying.
Unicorn.
They need to get him. But he is so good to watch, and he's gonna win a championship.
I think Tim Hardaway's good. Junior.
He's solid. He's a solid player. But
Boban, he's pretty badass.
Stop.
Is he old? He's old, right?
Dude, he might be 30.
I mean,
but
he looks
75.
Like he's 80 years old. Moves like he's. I mean, poor guy. What is he? Is he a legit legally? Is he a legal giant?
Yeah, I think so. I think he has that syndrome that
Andre the Giant did, because he looks like a giant, like a real giant.
I don't know how he fits anywhere.
Gosh, he's huge.
He is a monster. And have you ever seen his wife?
No. She little?
She comes up to like his hip.
Shut up.
She's like 5'3".
Get out, dude. That's crazy.
Not just how do they do it?
Picture it.
How? But
we're all same height laying down.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Is that what you tell yourself? Coach, is your wife taller than you?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. You would know.
I mean, in heels, she's definitely taller than me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. What else do we need? I mean, jeez. There was so much.
I think you touched it all, Coach.
Okay. I had others. I
oh, can I tell you real quick about the cab?
One hour?
Yeah. This is hilarious.
I heard some of this story in the bathroom, and it's definitely worth repeating and retelling because I actually want to hear it.
Well, I mean, I never do this, but my wife found a cheap flight, and really it was kind of my only option to get back to Nashville at midnight. Man, getting back at midnight on a Sunday night, a day before a live freaking radio show, stresses me out. But my wife is like,
sorry. Who does it all the time?
You.
Listen, when I travel somewhere, I am going to get every last minute out of my destination.
Never
I am not going to take
flight private.
I am not.
Coach, so I'm like, great.
I'm not taking the 8 a.m. flight back. I'm taking the late flight back.
My worst nightmare is my flight gets delayed. I don't get back till 3 in the morning or something, or they cancel it, you know?
Dude, you were stressed out. Can you imagine me? I would never do that.
Never.
I'm all worried about parking. You know what I mean, dude? Right. Airplanes, all right. That's crazy.
So anyway, it's delayed, but it's delayed by 30 minutes. I leave Dallas at about 10:30 at night. I get to Nashville a little after midnight.
I would have had cold sweats, Coach.
Coach, I'm already like, oh, my gosh, it's after midnight. I got to be at work like in 2 hours. Oh, this is ridiculous. So then I go to the Uber place because I'm flying back. My family's still in Dallas. So I go to the ride share line. I mean, my app is just the wheel spinning. I cannot get an Uber. Everyone's looking at their phones. No one is able to get an Uber. I go to Lyft. No Lyfts available. I'm like, oh, how am I getting home?
Nightmare.
There's one cab driving up. And I look at the cab line, and there's probably about 10 people at the cab line. I'm like, screw it. I'm going to keep trying Uber, but I'm going to get in the cab line just in case.
Yeah.
So cabs start coming up.
Cabs are here.
No, Coach.
Hey, you going to New York, Brooklyn?
No, boys, they don't speak English. Like, none of these cab drivers speak English. They're all from different countries.
Oh.
And they pull up in their cab minivans. And one guy goes in there. He's like, yep, downtown. Oh, downtown. Who else is going downtown? 4 or 5 guys put their hands up. All right, get in. Everybody get in. I'll take you downtown. Okay, all right.
So he put them all in one cab.
So 5 guys get in one cab, and they take off downtown. Next Uber comes up.
That's good, though. That means there's less people in line for you.
Right. So next taxi comes up, and there's a guy not in line just chilling over there. He walks right up to it. And I'm like, whoa, buddy. I'm next in line. And the cab driver goes, wait, hold on. Where are you going? Talks to the guy, not me, the other guy. He's like, downtown. And then he talks to me. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, south. I'm taking downtown guy. I'm like, whoa, buddy. You got to get in line. Like, I don't care. He's like, nah. He was first. He gets in my cab. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about?
So you're getting a fight with this guy now.
Yeah, so cab driver's like, get away. I'm not taking
now
you.
Now I know why. I get it.
Yes, because I'm going to take him away from business.
Yes.
Right? What? I don't care. Like, I got to get home.
Well, I know you don't care.
I don't care. I got to get home, and there's no rides. So then the dude gets in the cab and they take off.
Wow.
Finally, another cab comes up and I'm like, I'm jumping through the door. I start opening. He's like, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? I'm like, I'm coming with you. You're taking me home. And he goes, where to? I'm like, South Nashville. He's like, no, I'm not going to South Nashville. I'm not going to South Nashville. I'm like, yes, you are. You're taking me right now. He goes, come on, man. What's your address? I give him my address. He's like, man, that's going to be $50. I'm like, I got it. Close the door and let's go. I paid $60 to get home last night.
Good God.
$60.
Wow.
That was my only option, boys.
Well, we paid $35 by just leaving our vehicle at the airport, so yeah. Ours was the better option.
I get that. Now I'm just going to leave my – if I know I'm going to get home late, I'm just going to leave my vehicle.
Yeah, and there's an awesome thing we have with this company.
Yes.
We have a deal with Park and Fly. You valet that sucker with them, a bus picks you up, and when you get back to their little facility, the car is there, trunk open, car running, you're ready to go. You don't have to walk more than 10 steps.
Less than $60?
Yeah, it's like – it's cheaper than parking at the airport.
Oh, boy.
And it's covered. Valet.
I got to do that next time.
Shameless plug.
It's amazing.
No, it's legit. They actually have bottles of water waiting for you when you're rolling after Vegas.
Exactly.
And then let me tell you about cabs, boys. Now, there's no meter anymore. They unplug that meter and they name the price. There's no way to even ask him, like, show me the fare. He's like, I told you, it's $50. And I'm like, show it to me. I'm telling you right now, it's $50. Ask me again. It's going to be $55.
No way.
Yeah. That's how they roll now, dude.
Dude, that's gangster style.
It's crazy.
Cabs. See, that's the problem.
And then I go, well, I only have, he's like, it's cash only. I'm like, oh, well, great, dude. I only got $45.
He's like, well, I'll let you out at $45.
I have Venmo.
Well, so, at that point, you're out of your house, right?
No. We were about to leave.
Oh.
We were about to leave.
Because I would have got to my house and said that. And then be like, well, here's 45.
Coach, you're going to take him to where you live and then stiff the dude?
I don't think so. Didn't think about that. Didn't think about that.
Oh, I'm going to be real cheap right now. Now you know my home address.
Now you know where I'm sleeping tonight.
Oh, so you could easily drive back here, huh?
Okay. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's my bad. I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, that was crazy. All right. Man.
1 hour and 5 minutes.
Thank you, boys.
1 hour and 5 minutes.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
Was that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, I will do the email on Wednesday.
Okay. You got a good one or what?
Yeah.
Boys, I think the way that you guys told that wedding story, I don't know if you could have given that story to a better storyteller duo. I think it was phenomenal, and you don't get a better recap of a wedding from anybody, and you guys were just blessed to get that in your diesel trucks today.
Coach, did our storytelling help you put the pieces together?
The pieces were all there. It also made me look a tad bad, but for
it didn't make you look... I don't understand how it makes you look bad.
But the risk of making a very funny show, I'm fine with it.
I think it was great.
I mean, it seemed like it hit on a lot of people, but people don't get. I remember calling the one lady a MILF, but that's just me being funny. Like, I'm literally not saying, like, you're a super, like, I want you, hubba bubba. I was literally just like, you're a MILF. It's a funny comment. I'm all about reactions.
Do you know what MILF stands for, Coach?
But it's changed. Back in the day, it stood for that.
Now it stands for Mother, I'd Like to Friend.
Oh, I didn't know that, Coach. Well, then that's okay.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah.
Because I still thought it meant Mother,
I'd like to be friends with.
No, or Mother, I'd like to Facebook.
Oh, FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about?
Oh, Mother, I'd like to friend zone.
Perfect.
Yep.
Mother, I'd like to find.
Mother, I'd like to frame.
Sometime.
Or the old meaning, Mother, I'd like to.
Mother, I'd like to friendship.
Yes.
Thank you, Coach.
No, I didn't.
No. Mother, I'd like to forget.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Tell me this.
What?
Yeah.
Was the woman that did the, she was the preacher, was she also at the wedding?
Yes.
What I thought.
The lady? The girl?
Yeah, her friend from college, you mean?
Okay.
The one who sat there and said, hey, we're friends from college.
She told the whole story during the wedding ceremony, but you probably don't remember, Coach.
No,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, so I assume she was going to be at the wedding too, because at the reception, because she was a friend from college.
Gotcha.
Best friend.
Yeah.
Because I thought I recognized her. It was like the match game. I was like, I remember that face being the preacher. And so then she was also at the reception.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I got to say, props to them for actually having a mic, because usually they do that like, oh, we're going to say it on an outdoor wedding, and then they don't give mics and you can't hear any crap. And Mike nailed us he made out loud. He goes, I even thought about getting on Grindr. Home run on his vows.
Oh,
great
job.
Dude, I got to give him props in the joke writing. The moment when he goes, I almost gave up on love. Hell, I even thought about getting on Grindr. Hilarious.
Oh, he said
moment.
I almost give up on life. I was
on
looking
life.
For a bridge.
That's where I got really, really
Dude,
sad.
But that was a like, joke, right?
I don't think so.
He's like, I was looking for a bridge. I almost went on Grindr. I mean, you don't even hear that stuff at Zany's down the road when Chris Rock's in town.
Hey,
that was funny.
And the older people, see, the older people laughed at that, and I was like, do they know what Grindr is?
No.
No, they just laughed.
No. They just thought it was like another dating app.
Okay. I think Meemaw was laughing at that one, and I was like, I don't think Meemaw knows.
Meemaw doesn't know that's the dating app.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Have a great Monday.
Goodbye, everybody.